and welcome to Shear It Up Podcast.
Welcome to Shear It Up. I am Haley, and with me today is the wonderful Amanda Falk and Hillary Wright.
Hello.
Hello.
So you all run Sassy Peacock Events, LLC, and tell me a little bit about yourselves.
I am Amanda Falk, and I'm a native from Connersville. I've been married to Michael Falk for 17 years. We have three beautiful children. We have a family-owned business that we've had for 30 years.
Yeah, I've grown up around you. So
I know. I've known you since you was a little girl.
Hillary, what about you?
So I am also a native of Connersville. I've been married to my husband. The summer will be 30 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I have one daughter. She's also a hairstylist.
Yes.
You might know her, Piper Wright. And I also have a jewelry business.
Yes, you
Hildegard do. Hildegard of Alquina. So
beautiful earrings. And I have a bracelet and a set of earrings that I wear quite often. So I know that this is kind of a little awkward for you guys, but I always ask this question to every single podcast. And I can be honest, I'm surprised that I don't know yours.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So serious question. What kind of coffee do you guys drink? And is it hot, cold? Where is it from?
I do not drink coffee.
What?
I have never drank coffee.
You are crazy.
I also do not drink coffee. And if I do, it has to have whipped cream, sprinkles, caramel,
it's
chocolate.
It's got to be the over top. I love it.
Like, it has to have all this stuff in it.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't.
Okay.
I have coffee.
Fair. That's probably why I didn't know yours. Because I was like, yes, I will be honest.
My parents constantly had coffee brewing when I was a kid. That's all they drank. So I think the smell of it alone, even as a waitress, I would like hold it out to here because I did not like the smell of coffee.
Okay. All right. Fair. Okie dokie. So what made you both decide to do this kind of work? And I guess explain kind of what some of that work is.
Well, I started out doing this work for school, church, and family, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And after many years of that, our previous mayor was looking for somebody to help bring things back to downtown and revive some of the things that used to happen. Mm-hmm. And he said he got a resounding five people in a row told him he needed to call me. So
that's pretty impressive.
He asked me and if I would help put together a festivals board to start bringing events back to Fayette County.
Nice.
And how it started.
Sucked Hillary into it.
Yes.
She was doing things
on her own.
Oh, so where's you? Because I know Amanda. So like, where's your side of things? How did you get into this?
So my side of things is I changed jobs at some point. I was a project manager doing engineering type stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I changed jobs, my creative outlet kind of opened back up. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Hobby Lobby. I got a book on jewelry making. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to make jewelry. Never have done it, but I've always been in art and things like that. And I started making jewelry. And then I was like, I want to sell my jewelry. Mm-hmm. But then I have kind of a control freak side to me.
Just Amanda's making faces at me right now. Agreeing. So
just a slight one. But I wanted to go to events, but I also have been to many events. I've seen things I did not like personally.
So you were able to bring more of like the vendor view of it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Well, I had never been a vendor though.
Okay.
But I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I had a partner before Amanda and we did the Vine Street Market.
Yes.
And it was all handmade.
Yes.
And we did that. My mom had Southern style family dining. Mm-hmm. And I asked my mom, hey, can we use your parking lot? And me and Kathy Jackley, which she's originally from here, she's now in Rushville. Mm-hmm. We'd went to school together. She was doing some craft stuff. And I said, hey, you want to help me put this together? Mm-hmm. So in a month, we put together 25 vendors.
Oh, my goodness.
And
for
had
your
it,
first round? That's impressive.
Yeah. And we had it in my mom's parking lot.
Yeah.
Not knowing, like, we hope somebody shows up. You know, you just don't know. That's a pretty good location right there on the corner of Fifth and Vine. But in a month, we put that together. So we're like, okay, people show up, right?
Yeah.
We just didn't know. Well, then the day came and people showed up in droves. Like, that whole corner was so packed. You couldn't hardly drive through there. We're like, oh, my gosh, we can't believe this. And everybody just kept coming up to us. we need more of this. This is great. When are you doing the next one? And we're like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
And then my mom's restaurant was packed out. She sold out of everything.
Nice. You know, so it was a win-win for really win-win. Everybody involved.
Yeah, win-win. I sold tons of jewelry. All these people, you know.
Came out and enjoyed another little piece of Connersville.
Yeah, and there had been, I mean, obviously around the holidays and things, there were different craft shows and things like that, but not specifically handmade only and marketed just for that. At a different time of year.
Yeah. So like from my perspective as a vendor, because I've been at every single Celebration at the Ville since you guys started Celebration at the Ville. And then I've been at the last three Sassies. And then I also did the Barley Bash.
Yeah.
Which for a salon, a lot of people are like, well, why are you here? And my first year was really just to get my word out. And I really felt like you gave vendors that opportunity. Other places in Connersville. I know my mom's always there. I know that like for Lacey this year is going to be next to me. She's, you know, really showing her debut with her festival braiding. Cause we all know that was her, not me. I hated doing the festival braids, but I sucked it up for her. Yeah. So coming from a vendor's perspective, it is really cool because you also get to meet other people who are local that you might not necessarily meet unless it were for you guys, your guys' events.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of other craft shows like all around, but really you guys are the ones that do Connersville's. I mean, like you own the market on Connersville's events. And I know that Amanda's making a face at me, but I'm like, you own it, girl, because both of you, even with the food truck rally, I was so upset. I had a wedding that day because
I remember how upset you were.
I wanted to be there. And it's because it was such a big deal. And I mean, look how much you guys brought to Connersville. And that is a big thing. And I know that this next coming weekend with Celebration at the Ville around the corner, that's a big one. That's probably one of my favorite. It's my favorite out of all of them.
And this will be the biggest one considering it's 2 days for us. This is our first two-day event.
Yeah. Are you guys
excited? This will be our fourth annual and then first year for 2 days.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and to think about it, like, my previous partner and I, we did a few. Like, we did one more outdoors at my mom's restaurant. It poured down rain, but people still showed up.
Yep.
And then after that, I'm like, I'm not doing this outdoors again.
Never again.
And then we took it to Expo Hall because, like, our second show, we jumped up to 40 vendors.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Expo Hall. We filled the whole building.
Now, Celebration at the Ville is the biggest one, right? Or is it Sassy that's the biggest one?
No, Celebration.
Celebration of Bill's bigger. We have unlimited space, really.
How many vendors are this year?
It's over 100.
Is it?
It's about 145 booths.
Whew. But that's craziness.
We scaled back this year.
Yeah.
Last year we had over 200.
Okay. Yeah.
We scaled back, but we added other things. Like this year we did the scavenger hunt and we added back in the car show. We'd had the car show the first 2 years and last year we focused on some other things and kind of let the car show go just to see how the response would be. And people were begging for it to come back. So,
so you were able to bring that back.
And another reason why we scaled back vendors too, like you can, and we've done it, cram as many people in there as you can.
Yeah.
Right. And at a certain point it kind of gets saturated. Like,
yeah.
You can only accept so many boutiques. You can only accept so many tumbler makers.
T-shirts.
You know, we have to put limits on things. And then it's so tight, it makes it difficult for people to see everybody.
Yes.
So, like, we're constantly looking at those things, and we talk, like, and then, like, we added the scavenger. Well, I added the scavenger.
She's like, that's her baby.
That's my baby.
That's her baby.
I added that. So, even though I have people helping me, I mean, if something goes awry,
it's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
Just like if something goes awry with the music, it's me.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
I don't handle music. She doesn't handle all these extra little things. You know, we have our spouses helping.
Our children.
Mine are going to be there. So, I mean, sorry.
I can't wait till they're old enough I can put them to work.
Oh, gosh. You go for it. Tucker will probably help now. Ella on the hand, she's my little leech.
But the crazy thing is, back when I was still doing Vine Street Market, my business partner decided she wanted to do something else. Like, I wanted to keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
And that just really wasn't her goal.
Ambition.
That was not her ambition. And then there were other things she wanted to do over in Rushville. She's very outdoorsy, and she had some stuff she wanted to do. And she's doing that now, which is great. But I did one by myself, which I did it. It wasn't a problem, but I was like, I think I'm done.
I was going to say, because of the two of you kind of taking on the dynamic duo of it.
Yeah.
It definitely has grown mass. I mean, again,
you need two people.
You do. You almost need like the double coordination with it. And I've seen that over the last several years that I've been.
Well, and I was about to quit. I literally was going to quit.
And I had heard that she was going to quit. So I sought her out at her show and went up and talked to her. Introduced myself and said, I heard that you were thinking about letting this go, and I don't want that to happen. It's a great thing. People love it, and I've never done a vendor show, but if you'll show me how to do it, I'll take it over, or I would team up with you, but I just don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
And I didn't know her. I knew you guys didn't know each other.
Uh-uh. So, like, background story, because I feel bad, because, you know, I've met you through Amanda.
Yeah.
But I've known Amanda since I was e-bitty.
Yeah. I guess we kind of knew of each other. Our daughters graduated together.
Yes. We knew of each other, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So when she's like, what do you think? I'm like, let me think about it.
Yeah.
And I went home and talked to my husband. I'm like, I don't know. And he's just like, just try it, you know? So I was like, okay. There's certain things I don't do, you know. I kind of lay down some rules that I follow. And then the one thing with the Vine Street Market, when we were doing it, that's when, like, boutiques were starting to happen. And with the model that we had, you couldn't include them because it had to be handmade.
Yeah.
And the handmade market was kind of getting saturated with your crochet vendors. You know, it was getting stale.
It feels like when you are that exclusive about something, then it almost makes it hard to, like, include everybody. But then also, like, it makes it hard to continue to be exclusive.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a handmade vendor myself.
Like, yeah.
It's not like I'm discounting, like, there aren't artists out there. But there's a difference between your fine artists, your crafters. There's a difference.
Yes.
And there's different markets for those.
Yeah.
You know?
Because technically I would have been excluded because I do sell my Amika, but again, mine was more, let me show you the bridal world that I can provide.
There was a lot of things we could not include. We couldn't include vintage and antique, that's what I was making my jewelry out of.
I love that.
Or upcycle, recycle.
Yes. No, we could include those because we were technically like, you're doing something artsy with it. I mean, my jewelry, some of it I make out of vintage cookie tins.
Yeah.
And
which is so cool.
Thank you. Which was fine, but it's like I was seeing there was like some big events over in Ohio. Mm-hmm. They had all these boutiques. I'm like, oh, I want that. Like I said, but with the model, I couldn't do it. And it's like I couldn't go against the people who were loyal to the handmade only.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we got to change the name. And then we can
that's
include.
Where we changed the name. Okay, because that was, name. I'll be honest, my mom was like, how did that happen? So I'm glad that I'm having this conversation because now I can be like, so mom, go listen to my podcast. Hey, go listen to my podcast. And then you can get the answer to that because she's asked me that.
Yeah, because Vine Street Market we started on Vine Street.
Okay.
So that's where that came from. And then we're like, we need to come up with a name. And we threw around a lot of names.
A lot of names.
And I don't know which one of us did it, but the Sassy and the Peacock. I think we had Peacock, but we threw around a lot of stuff. And it was actually a much longer name.
It started out the Sassy Peacock and Fabulous Junk Show.
Boutique and Fabulous
Junk
Show.
That's right.
Which was a mouthful.
A very big mouthful.
And then but people will shorten.
Yeah.
So they were already calling it the Sassy Peacock, so we just shortened it to make it easy.
I was going
to
say, because I call it the Sassy Peacock. Yeah. And I shortened it. I was one of them. I'm not going to lie.
So we did our first show together, not knowing, you know, we're going to try one. Mm-hmm. And
we wrote up a little contract and said, okay, we're going to do this one together. And then we'll revisit when it's over and see what we think.
And it went phenomenally.
It did. And here we are.
I was going to say
5 years later.
Well, and then we were like, okay, well, let's try another one. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe it was just because it was the first one. You know, sometimes you get that one and then
nothing. It fizzles. Yeah.
But the second one was just as good, if not better.
So what, when you guys are done with a weekend, because I do know it takes months of planning.
You're in advance.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So at the very end, what makes it worth it for you guys? Like, what is an idea of success for you?
When the vendors are happy, when people come up and say, gosh, I had so much fun. This was awesome. I had such a great time.
Yeah. When you get emails from vendors, unsolicited.
Yep.
That we had such a great time. I did great. You know, and not everybody does great. Sometimes it depends on the crowd. Depends on what you make.
The rain.
Yeah. We always hopefully either it doesn't rain or it snows. That's what we hope for, like in the winter. Obviously in the summer, we want beautiful
weather. I was going to say, I did really good at the actual Sassy Peacock Show this year. And then Celebration Deville last year, it was not as good as a day for me. But honestly, I love being there.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to bring the podcast there this year.
Yeah, it's just, stoked. It's like hit or miss on Celebration Deville. And that's why we thought kind of scaling back on the number of vendors.
I'm excited. It's 2 day and not 2 day for the vendors, just to be clear. It's 2 day so that I can go enjoy the Friday nights.
Yes.
As a non-vendor, I can go and chill and hang out and do what you would normally do at Celebration of the Ville during the day, but I can't do that when I'm a vendor. Right. So really excited that I'll be able to kind of enjoy that part of it this year.
We've toyed with it for a couple of years because we're down there on Friday anyway, getting everything ready for Saturday. So we've toyed with it for a couple of years to do just music and food trucks and just whatever downtown stores want to be open on Friday.
I'm trying to think what else makes it worth it.
When you get private messages at home, we both get private messages from different, just random people, friends, people that see us on Facebook, they'll just send out and say, hey.
Sometimes people that don't know us.
Yeah.
Well, and I think too, having a thank you goes so much farther than any money, any time, anything that's involved in that. I think a thank you for you guys and what you're hosting is a really big deal. So, yeah. I'm sure for you when you do get home and you do get those little like, hey, thanks, like this was fun. It is it's big reward.
It fills your soul. It reminds you why you do what you do when you're wore out at the end of the day.
Yeah, because we are exhausted.
Yes.
I will bring two bottles of wine.
Our husbands are like, don't ask for a favor for a long time.
And something else that makes us feel good too is, and we've been told this a lot by our vendors and our food vendors, they always say, they'll tell us about other shows and they're like, oh, it was a mess. But we know when we do your show, we know we don't have to worry about anything.
I've done one other one that was a mess, and I was like, never again.
Yeah. And that's one thing we do pride ourselves on is that we stay organized. We try to keep our vendors informed.
We send them lots of emails,
whether they read them or not.
I do. Okay. So why don't we kind of talk a little bit about the actual dates, events of Celebration at the Ville this year? So names, what we got going on, who's our performers, what time they can sign up, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the Celebration at the Ville this year.
So it's starting on May 10th this year at noon for Food Truck Friday.
Okay.
So everybody downtown can come and enjoy. We've got about 15, 16 food vendors, food and beverage, both sweet and savory. So they'll be open starting at noon. Until 11 p.m.
Okay.
So
unless they sell out.
Unless they sell out.
Yeah, which has happened.
Yes, it has happened. So basically, you can come down for lunch, dinner.
And then you still have plenty of choices when you come back on Saturday.
Yes. But about, what, 4? What time does the music start?
Music starts at 4, and we'll go till the main stage where we have bands at. That will start at 4 o'clock with the Addams Family Music from 4 to 5:30. And then we will have Sean Lamb and Janet Miller Band from 5:30 to 7.
And they're acoustic.
And those two are acoustic. Okay. And then in the middle of Sean and Janet's set, there is going to be a street mob with a street dance. And it's going to be at 6:30. And that is with Tara Madden from Enjoy Fitness.
Yay.
And Sean and Janet are going to play a song. And then they're going to take a little break. And they're going to do the electric slide. So anybody that wants to jump in.
Yeah.
So a couple line dances. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the full band of Briarstone from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And then on Friday and Saturday from 9 to 11, we have the Sherwood Open Jam, and it's in memory of Mike Sherwood, and it's being organized by Mike Berger and friends from the AMBET.
Also on Friday night, the art stroll will be going on with Healthy Fayette County.
Okay.
And they've got flyers on Facebook. You can check out what event, not really events, activities they're doing.
Okay.
And Imagine Performing Arts is in their new building, and they're going to be giving tours on Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, they are going to have their jazz band performances in between our bands on Saturday.
Very fun.
Yes. And then Whitewater Valley Arts Association, they're having the regional art show, which is a really big deal we have that every year. Mm-hmm. And it's artists from I don't know how many counties it goes out, but it's pretty
big. It's pretty wide.
And I mean, it's a legit art show with not a grand prize winner, a best of show.
Best of show.
Okay. And all that. So that's going on. That's the opening night is on Friday, and then it'll be there, I think, the whole month
Okay.
of May.
So then our Saturday schedule is the crazy
Saturday
one. So let's hear about
busy
it.
One. So the registration for the car show that we brought back this year starts at 8:30. Mm-hmm. And then the car show starts at 10:30. And they will do judging starting at 2. And they're going to do their awards at 3.
Okay.
So, and then everything else starts at noon. We got food trucks, the vendors, the scavenger hunt sign up.
So we want people to sign up as early as possible. And people are signing up. To guarantee your spot, you need to pre-sign up, which you can go onto our Facebook page. There's a link for that.
You can scan the QR code. It'll take you right to it.
So it's $10 for a team of 2 to 4 people. Mm-hmm. The current prize package is it's getting close to $1,300 worth of things from businesses and nonprofits in Fayette County or around the area, basically to bring commerce and experiences back to Connersville. So even if you're from out of town, you have to come back. So that was what the focus was for the prize. Okay. You can start checking in for the scavenger hunt at 11:30 until 2.
Okay.
And you need to allow yourself at least 2 hours to finish it.
And where's your sign-up table?
The sign-up table, we'll put a map on Facebook. It's near the stage. It's right on one of the end caps. And you'll just go there, sign in with your team. We will accept teams the day of, but we can't guarantee you a spot.
Gotcha.
We can accept up to 50. And everybody will get a Celebration of the Ville tote.
Woohoo!
And then one of the team members will get a bag of tools that they need in order to complete the
scavenger. She's really excited about this.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah. So I designed it this year. So it's including, you know, the nonprofits that are downtown. Like, you know, like the museum, the art museum, the Imagine Performing Arts, you know, and all the businesses that are participating. Because there's a lot down there, but people tend to avoid the downtown because it is a little bit slower speed limit. So they'll jet over to Eastern or Grand to kind of avoid the area. So, you know, not everybody knows what is going on down there.
I was
going
to say, a lot of people, when you pull into town from my direction, so I'm coming from Liberty, when you pull into town, it is road blocked off and people immediately panic that something bad is going on. And it's like, no, it's actually a giant festival and it's really cool to park and go check out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the rest of Saturday, we have our vendors starting at noon.
They'll be up from noon to 6. We also will have a kids area that'll be on the courthouse lawn. That'll be from noon to 6. The Oasis is going to have some different demonstrations and things going on for their garden center. And they're going to have a drum circle as well over
Very
there
fun.
For the kids and family. And again, Imagine Performing Arts will have their building open and doing tours. And then they will have jazz performances in between our bands on Saturday. And our bands for Saturday are Claypool Block will be from noon to 2. Haywired will be from 3 to 5. And Miss Jackie will be from 6 to 8:30. So there's an hour break in between each one. And so during that break, you can go down and check out the jazz band at IPA. Or you can go get something to eat, check things out, take a little break.
Whitewater Valley Art Association will also have demonstrations going on down there. And they're going to have things out there for sale.
Yeah, and they're also going to be doing demonstrations. They're going to have different artists doing different things. They haven't gave us a list because they're still working on the details. Yeah. But
and then the art gallery will also be open.
And then the Johns Brothers as well
will also be open.
So you've got some local artists in there as well.
Michelle.
Oh, the Farmer's Market.
Oh, Farmer's Market
inside Johns Brothers.
Yes. Very, very cool. Yeah. So lots of little things that you guys can go check out. More or less saying this for the vendors who I hopefully they don't skip over it like they skip over your emails and just go, oh, it's a podcast. But I really hope to sit down with at least several. And mine, I'm starting my live podcast at 2 right after you announce. I'm going to try to get the soundproofing enough to work for us. We're going to have fingers crossed that it's going to work the way I want it to. But I will be kind of sitting down and accepting people to sit down and tell me about what they do and their businesses. I love that I'm able to do this, and it's grown quite the community for everything like that.
One thing we do want to mention on Saturday for the Whitewater Valley Train, something they're going to have 2 stops on Saturday. So you can go down to the depot and back, or you can stop at across from Elmhurst, and we have a crossing guard there. You go across, they'll have some kind of transportation to take you up the hill, and they're doing free tours at Elmhurst.
That is so cool because that building isn't open often.
Yes.
To public. That yes. is really so a cool.
We're really excited
piece.
That they became a part of that this year, and also very the historical well. Museum and the Canal House. The Canal House was the second story was restored this year, so they're really excited. And in the car show, the historical museum is going to bring out some of the original cars that were manufactured in Connersville.
Isn't it the McFarlane?
Cool. This is the 100th anniversary of the McFarlane this year.
Very cool. So you guys will be able to see that. So if you're a car guru, you'll totally be able to see things that don't come out of the showroom ever.
Yes.
Like if ever.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Cool.
Very rarely. And for the car show, the Corvette Club has agreed to come. So that's very exciting.
Ooh-hoo. I didn't realize we still had a local Corvette Club.
We do.
Very nice. Very, very swanky.
Yes. And down at the end where the car shows, we are going to be having a beer garden down there.
Yay!
From Glenwood Inn.
Glenwood Inn.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then Shark Bite Popcorn also is going to be having a booth down there.
I'm obsessed. For breakfast.
For breakfast.
They're going to have muffins, donuts, and coffee. First.
So you'll see me running down the hill to go get, or running across the street to go get coffee.
Yeah, and as far as vendors go, I don't know if you saw the map we put on Facebook, but we like to put a Google map to show where everybody is supposed
to coordinate.
No. Where they're all coming from.
Oh, yes, yes. The pinpoints where you have them pin dropped. That is really cool to see because this isn't just
because you can local say people level. Are coming from 48 cities.
But when you see it on a map, they're really like, wow, spread
it's
out.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And again, it's because you guys do such a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
It makes it easy for people who aren't local to come down and check it out. So
yeah. We try to make it very friendly to find us. See where everything's at. We produce maps for parking lots. We produce maps on if you're coming from here, you come this way. If you're coming from here, you come this way. She's very good at putting those maps together.
Yeah, and I don't think people really realize sometimes how much you have to do to organize one of these events. It's not just, you know, people paying booth fees and advertising.
It's so much more.
Like we do emergency evacuation plans. We do, you know, we have to go through and talk to everybody, let businesses know. Hey, this is going on.
We walk through downtown no less than probably a dozen times, just, you know, the couple weeks prior, just talking to all the businesses and everybody downtown, letting them know when it's happening and when the roads are shutting down so they can prepare themselves and their customers.
And we put it in the paper, you know, hey, you can park here, not here. You can pay to park here. These roads are going to be closed.
And then we have yard signs that says free parking, $5 parking. And we walk through town and get permission from everybody that's, you know, closed on certain times when they can park in their parking lots. So it's a lot of footwork.
It's a lot more work than what people, I think, give you guys credit for.
We all the time say that we're going to put together a handbook and sell it.
You should. You should, and you'd make money. Like, there you go. There's your next business venture, ladies. She's rolling her eyes. Hillary's like, absolutely not.
Well, you know, you may want to edit this out.
Sure.
I don't know. But, you know, there's a common misconception in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We're not naming names, but, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things that are not true about what Amanda and I do. And the first thing we want to bring out is Sassy Peacock Events is our business, which is a vendor event.
Mm-hmm.
We bring our business, just like food trucks and the craft people bring their business to the event. So that is our business.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the event that we plan is on our own time. We are not paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else we do not get paid for.
It is a partnership with the city.
And again, this is why I wanted to do this podcast with you lovely ladies, because it's not just about Celebration of the Ville. It's not just about Sassy Peacock Event. It is literally about you guys have a small business and running vendor events and you have become masters at it. And that was, honestly, I don't think I will take it out, because the truth is that this is the behind the scenes of what it is to own a small business. The heart, soul that you give up, the time with your families that you give up to run a small business. I think other business owners totally understand, but what the average listener and the average person doesn't hear is that side.
Yeah.
So I mean, I am glad and grateful to hear that side, because it's the reality of it.
Yes. Yeah. Cause I mean, it gets really frustrating. I mean, Facebook can be cruel.
Oh,
very cruel.
As I recall, I called Miss Amanda and was like, I want to do something. It's so off the wall and I'm terrified. But I want to start a podcast and I'm scared that people are going to be very negative. And she's like, well, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be negative people, but go for it.
Yeah.
And when I need my pick me up, I'm calling both of you.
Well, and the crazy thing is, like, And we've had to like take ourselves out of groups.
Yeah.
We've had to ignore things.
We've had to block some people.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they never have anything nice to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really, it's just a handful of the same
it always
people.
Is.
Yes. But they have just enough clout sometimes just to put a little bit of doubt or to put some ideas in people's heads. And then they make them wonder, like, is that really what's going on?
Well, and then you go home and you sit there and chew on it. I know for myself personally, I do, where I sit there and I'm like, oh, that person was so unhappy and I tried my best. Or, oh my gosh, no one listened to this episode, but everybody listened to this episode. And I know that sounds stupid, but like you do, you sit there and you chew yourself apart.
It's personal when you put this much time and effort into
it. It's your heart and soul.
Yeah. It is.
And what
it's a piece of you.
What Facebook public doesn't see is all the private messages that you get that people are like on your side. They're like cheering you on. But those people don't get on there and defend you because they'll get tore up too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants that.
No.
But they're like straight up bullying.
I grew up in the era where cyberbullying became a thing.
Yeah.
And I really just don't think that the older generation realizes that's what it is. Like we call it for what it is, but it is very difficult because you have the ones who are,
now,
they don't understand it.
I'm older than you two, so I'm not a millennial, right? Like I can handle some stuff.
Yeah.
Like I got a pretty thick skin, I think. But
I have pretty thick skin, but when I get to where I'm done, I'll call her and I'll be like, hey, just so you know, I'm handling this.
Mm. Amanda is the biggest guard dog in the world.
when they're attacking, it's not
personal.
You know, like, if they say your event sucks, all right,
whatever.
No, that's your opinion.
That's
but
your
when
opinion.
They're saying like things that attack your character,
yes,
and that you're doing things that you would never do,
yeah,
that's what gets you.
Yeah,
that's
it's the rumor mill of it.
Yeah, the rumor mill of it, and like it's like, you know what? People who know me know better.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know me. All you know is my name.
The they name don't and the, per- the face with all. It, but they don't know you on a personal level. Because again, I didn't know you a whole lot until I met you through Amanda.
Yeah.
And I've become, you know, somewhat decent friends with you. I've learned to know who you are. I knew about your daughter, and I knew that she's in, you know, a beautician as well. And unfortunately, all of us have some sort of relation to a beautician at this table at this
yes,
point.
We do.
But I think that, again, I didn't know the person that you actually are until I have really become to know you, braid your hair, and sat and talked to you. I wouldn't have known otherwise. And again, it's easy for somebody to sit there and tear somebody like that down who they just know the name, they know the face, but they don't know the person behind it, which is another reason this is what I want out of this community. I want business owners to feel like they can have this conversation where it's not necessarily sitting here and bashing people. It's sitting here and bringing awareness that there is a person. There's a physical person behind this business.
You know, there's just like little thing. It's not even really little. Like we make sure any money that we raise, like we are very strict. Mm-hmm. Like there's no handling the cash.
Yeah.
It's like we take it straight to the treasurer.
The treasurer. Which is so smart.
And everything is documented because there are people who don't do that. Maybe they have ulterior motives. I don't know. But we don't want people to look at us and think that we're doing things underhanded.
You're making sure that you're guarding every ounce of your reputation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, again, like I know I was teasing you about being the bulldog, but even when you are about it, you are very direct and you're not mean about it, but you will say, look, this is X, Y, and Z. Here's my points. If you have a problem with it, I'm so sorry, but I've had my fill of you saying X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And I'm just letting you know that this is a done conversation. And,
I always let them know. I am a very easy person to find.
You really are.
My
I mean, you're obviously
everywhere. We've had a business for 30 years. I mean, I'm a very easy person to find. So if you have a question or you have an issue, please reach out.
Yeah.
Don't be that cyber bully.
Yes. Don't be the cyber bully. And again, it's easier when people don't have the person. They don't have the person. So
I mean,
keyboard warriors is what we call them.
Yeah.
I think people sometimes just like to keep things stirred up. And I'm like,
agreed.
Why?
Again,
don't you have anything else better
I can even go into the point of when Lacey left me. Everybody lost their freaking minds to the point where I was like, nothing is wrong.
Well, I know.
But people think
you did. I was going to say, Hillary came up to me and was like, so like, are we supposed to set you guys? I'm like, no, set us next to each other. Like there is nothing wrong. But again, it's such a standard in beauty world that you're not like, you have a falling out and you're not supposed to be friends after that.
Yeah.
I literally watched my baby bird grow and I'm so freaking proud of her. And I say this every episode, but I'm so proud of her, but that doesn't mean that I feel like I have to like put up my front and be like, oh yeah, we had this huge falling out. It's not like that at all.
Yeah. The first thing I think she applied before you did.
She did. She beat me
and
to it.
I was
like,
that that's weird. And then, yeah. then I seen you applied. I'm like, oh no.
She called me. She goes, what's going on? Is everything okay? I'm like, no, it's
absolutely
good.
Nothing.
Alyssa went through the same thing when yeah. she left Kim's Uniquely You. Yeah. She was just ready to go on her own. And Kim loves her, supports mm-hmm. her. She still calls her when she needs advice. She's, uh-huh. you know, like her salon mom.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, even with both your daughters, like I've had conversations with both your daughters because it's not about who's better. And it's nope. really not. It's mm-hmm. about supporting each other. And again, that's kind of where this started for me.
Because they all have different strengths.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We all bring something different to the table. And it's exactly like
Alyssa's
the two of
not
you.
A big wedding person. So yeah, she gives those recommendations to you. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that it's beautiful to hear your guys' side of this because it is a lot of work and you guys do so, so much. And I'm really looking forward to Celebration at the Ville. It's one of my favorites, even though my children are going to probably drive me nuts. So if I make a face at you all, it's not you, it's my children.
Well, every once in a while, I'll just come snag them and they can just take a cruise with me on the golf cart.
Yeah, go distract one of them. So, all right, what is something that you guys want our listeners to take away from our wonderful sit down today?
That we are excited and we cannot wait to see them all in 2 weeks. Ooh. Come ready to shop, eat, listen to music, have fun, and make great memories.
Yeah, and we just want everybody to know, like, we're very supportive of other events.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we try our best to, like, go to other people's events and, like, support our vendors and,
yes.
you yeah. know, and just, like,
you learn too.
You learn, yeah.
To grow, that's how you do
we
it.
We went to really large events, like yeah. over to get in Ohio, just to look at what they're doing. Like, yeah. how do they get these vendors? Right. And you know, and we do things like our database. We have over 600 vendors,
which is crazy.
In our database, well, you know what? We didn't buy that list.
No,
we literally went to events and collected cards and talked to vendors
and handed out our cards and handed out our flyers. And
again, the behind the scenes work yeah. that no one
that
really
nobody
sees
else
you
sees.
Do.
Yes, yeah, yes. And we're constantly doing it. It's funny because before the food truck battle, we went to Rushville over to their amphitheater, and we sought out the Friends of Fred food truck.
Yes,
owners.
That's how
we
got yes.
Mess. And it was funny that somebody sent me a private message and said, we saw you and Hillary over there and we knew what she was doing. You girls was over there working to see what
working.
You could do for Connersville.
I love it.
So yes, we do it. And some people that know us personally and have gotten to know us and know our work ethic will giggle.
Yeah.
Our husbands, our kids, that kind of, I think they tune us out now because they hear they about do. An event for
mine
like
does
a
too.
Year.
Mine
they're rolling
like,
their eyes at me right now because everywhere I go, I have flyers. And I'm just like, hey, have you got your flyer for Celebration? Have you heard about Celebration?
I literally knew that I was going to be able to take those before I even asked. Like, I was like, those are mine.
Have you signed up for the scavenger hunt? You need to sign up for the scavenger hunt.
Literally. And I went
to Kroger today and I was just randomly, people, if I didn't know them, I'm like hey, here, did you hear about this here. Event? She goes, no, I bet I passed out 10 in Kroger yeah. today.
So my daughter and my husband, we were at downtown at John's Brothers for the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And there were people from out of town.
And, oh, Lord. And she was working.
Of course she was. You're never not working.
Oh, you know, you should come back in May. And they're like, oh, you know, and I'm telling them all about it. So my husband and daughter are back there joking. Oh, there's mom's next victim.
And you're always working. You can't help it. You just like,
when
this
you love
is
what
I do.
You do. It's not work.
It's not. And it's so easy. So yeah, I agree with both of you. I think that is perfect for what people to hear from this.
And you know, my husband's the total opposite. He gets it.
Yeah, your husband is.
Mr. Social Butterfly.
Okay. My husband is not a social butterfly. He's like, I show up, she tells me what to do.
Dude, mine's not even showing up.
And then I sit and watch the music. Yeah, listen to the music.
Levi came, was it 2 years? It was 2 years
ago. 2 years
ago. And he wore my crown. I have these gorgeous, like, bridal crowns. And I have one that is so over the top. Like, I just bought it for myself. Let's be real. And I finally sold it last year.
Finally?
And I wanted to cry because it was, like, literally Lacey came up and she's like, somebody's asking if that's for sale. And I was like, sure. But he actually sat there and wore it for like half the day and was like, I don't know anything about the products, but you know, my wife sells this, here you go. And I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I totally
that's
get
pretty
it.
Good for him though.
It is really good for him because he's just that's just not his personality.
Well, you know, I quit having a Hildegard of Alpina booth because I couldn't man it.
Nope.
Well, not with the event being this big. So my husband and my best friend had to run my booth for me. Well, they'd heard me talk about everything so much. I walked up and they were just like selling, like I was talking.
I think
they could explain how everything was made, how the edges are finished, you know, what kind of metal the ear wires are. I mean, whole nine yards.
I love it.
It's great.
All right. So I will link in our show notes below the Sassy Peacock LLC on Facebook.
Actually, it's LLP.
Yeah. Sassy Peacock Events LLP.
That's for what it is these days. That's what it is these days. I'm glad that you guys clarified that. So we have that on Facebook, and then we also have your Instagram, and I'm assuming Sassy Peacock Events. Yep. All right. And I will attach all those in the show notes. I will sit down and link all of the musical artists. And then, of course, I am going to add your link for the scavenger hunt because it's going to be huge this year.
Yes.
We're determined.
Epic. That's epic. Epic.
All right. Well,
epic
thank
hunt,
you.
Epic prize.
Epic hunt. Yeah, that's a big prize.
It's a big prize.
So, well, thank you, lovely ladies, for joining me. And I can't wait to see you guys on May 11th. And as always, for my listeners, go be hair happy.
Righty. Thank you for listening to Shear It Up Podcast. We are now on Spotify, Patreon, Apple Music, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Buzzsprout. To follow us, look in the show notes for all the links below. It's Sheer Happiness, S-H-E-A-R, Salon, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.